Hut cut. Site, structure, furnishing. Decoration too. Planting as well. All these become as one in organic architecture. Frank Lloyd Wright. After we survived the ordeal with the mold house, we moved into a Quonset hut near the central corridor of town. It's old, drafty, leaky, and has curved outer walls, making shelving, window coverings, and hanging pictures difficult at times. We brought our youngest home from the hospital to the hut. She spent her entire 9 years here. She knows every nook, cranny, doodlebug nest, and mouse hole. Sometimes it feels like we've been on a 13-year camping trip, but we have a good shower, I have a lawn to mow, and we aren't being slowly killed by a hidden assassin under the carpets. It's become home. Located across the street from where I went to kindergarten and first grade, a short walk from fishing, bike paths, groceries, bars, parks, and so on. These walls, for the last 13 years, housed our family education. You can't walk into and out of a place for 13 years and not find some time to think about the best possible uses. With a live-in architect, our conversations about what could be done here architecturally take on a bit more weight. In this chapter, we try to sum up our conversations about a visionary project that could forever bolster the economy of the Black Hills and do something wonderful for the people who live here. Doing a huge project, however, requires baby steps. First, we must inspire the current and future decision makers at the two sites, the Quonset Hut and the Open Cut Mine. In addition to being written as a project in our home school, this chapter is meant to inspire decision makers to repair the hole left in the mountain in Lead, South Dakota. The Open Cut in Lead was an active surface mine in the Black Hills. Originally, it was the Homestake Gold Mine, the largest, deepest, and most productive gold mine of its time. As machines and explosives and picks and shovels and drills pierced through the extruded mineral-laden rock formations, fissures formed that polluted the water supply with heavy metals and chemicals. The site must be monitored and mitigated constantly, a task made somewhat more manageable with a university presence on site. That would be the Sanford Lab at Black Hills State University. Go Jackets! Yet, nobody knows the breadth of the pollution created there. At any moment, a latent legacy fissure could bring a vein of toxic chemicals into the water again. Despite the measurable pride held by the mining people of Lead, the good people of Lead, I might add, the site remains a dangerous natural disaster with a 7-foot fence all around there. Good news about the old mine travels fast, while the bad news is usually met with apathy at the enormity of the challenge of cleaning up the mess that mining made. After all, we do live here in Lawrence County. We don't mind making messes, but we expect them to be cleaned up, however long that takes. The mine is 4,800 feet from north to south, 2,400 feet from east to west, and 900 feet from top to bottom. The mine replaced the mountain on which rested the original homestead claim of 1876. The mine is a product of the Black Hills Gold Rush, and around 1900, Homestake owned 300 claims and had 2,000 employees. The mine features 370 miles of tunnels as deep as 8,000 feet. Much of the gold from the mine was shipped to the Denver Mint. Today, the open cut rests as the lab continues excavation at the old mine site for research. Similar to the open cut, we see the hut as in need of rehabilitation as well. Let's start by talking about some of the important similarities between the hut and the cut. Both have a hole in the ground with toxic compounds leaking into the proximate air. A domed roof would be required to cover the cut, making it similar in shape to the hut. Both properties could benefit from renovation. Both sites are exceptionally visible. Similarly stated, Hut Cut is a project to inspire an innovative multi-billion-dollar mining reclamation project in Lead, South Dakota. With such a huge project and lofty goals, it helps to have a scale model to convey the idea and even test some key aspects of the design. In essence, we propose utilizing the hut as a scale model for what could be done at the cut. We propose incorporated locally grown food, education, business and other uses. Horticulture, aquaculture, and water collection will be utilized to grow healthy food for the local area. Education programs will include the environment, horticulture, gardening, mining, geology, nutrition, soil studies, composting, vermiculture, and engineering. Commerce and business relating to these topics will be naturally incorporated into the project. The hut would be a perfect headquarters for the project, while the cut in lead would be a natural expansion site for Sanford Labs to continue to coordinate and conduct a growing body of research. Around the world, many closed and abandoned mines have been rehabilitated, reclaimed, and reused for new purposes. Some sites have become museums, hotels, resorts, amusement parks, golf courses, and more. Eden Project is an organization that has multiple worldwide projects where they have rehabilitated environmentally damaged sites. They have similar programs to the Hut Cut proposal that includes botanical biospheres and education outreach to the community. This site is obviously not the run-of-the-mill, flat, or rolling site for a large project. It's a fitting challenge for the world-class architecture, engineering, and excavating talent already in our area. The sloped sides of the cut are steep, and it is impossible to fill and level the site drastically. It's not even practical to decrease the angle of the sides by much. Designing the project to follow the slopes with a balanced cut and fill method is the best practice environmentally, constructionally, and financially. Stepping the buildings vertically up the slope, as well as horizontally, will maximize the sunlight into the buildings, aiding in lighting and heating the spaces. Architecturally, the buildings that are lower in the cut will appear more solid and heavy, while they get lighter and more open as they move up the hillside. These stepped buildings will have easy access to rooftops where gardening and more horticulture can be integrated. Rooftop gardens are a beneficial addition for the building's environmental control systems and for human psychology. Here are some conceptual diagrams to understand how the two respective sites can be strategically aligned through the site's intended and planned uses: horticulture, aquaculture, education, business, housing, and garden. You might want to buy a copy of the book. Multiple or one large biosphere will be a major feature of the project. Biospheres are used for better control of and create various environmental conditions for studying and growing plants and crops. These plants and crops can be used for research, education, and local food. Multiple biospheres can allow for a larger range of environments and horticulture. The biospheres can also accommodate growth and the expansion in these biological fields of study and commerce. The north side of the site would be the best location for the biospheres, where the topography is more level. Sunlight exposure is maximal at this location for the site, which of course would be important for their purposes. The biospheres will not only be used for research and commerce, but for educational programs and visitor tours. Beside the biospheres where education programs will take place, there will also be an educational campus. The campus will be placed on the east slope of the cut, providing mid-morning through evening sunlight for those educational spaces. The east slope is not quite as steep on the lower half, allowing for wider buildings to accommodate workshops, labs, and large classrooms. More narrow and taller structures will be built on the upper slope, which will house lecture halls, small classrooms, study rooms, and offices. Rooftops and courtyards will provide open spaces for gatherings and relaxing between classes. On the west slope of the cut will be the buildings for businesses and housing. They will include individual office spaces for different businesses, shared conference rooms, lounges, eating areas, business services, and other public spaces. The housing will have individual apartments for long-term residents and hotel or dorm-styled units for students or short-term residents. Common areas, like indoor and outdoor lounges, eating areas, and a kitchen, will be available for the residents. These business and residential spaces are smaller, and the buildings will reflect that with smaller building sections stepped horizontally and vertically on the slope. These smaller modules will maximize the early morning and afternoon sunlight each space will receive. Each office and residential unit will have access to rooftop patios and gardens. natural gardens, paths, and a lake will be another major aspect of the project. The south slope will be reclaimed for a natural garden area with indigenous vegetation, paths, and benches. Vegetation will need to be selected that can utilize the lower amount of sunlight that the slope receives. In the bottom of the open cut, a lake will be created. This will aid with drainage, water retention, water recycling, and can be used for aquaculture and horticulture activities being conducted in the biospheres. It can also be stocked with appropriate vegetation and aquatic life, and provides an extra barrier protecting the water resources of our region. Over a majority of the built site will be a lightweight, open roof structure. This will cover and protect the buildings from rain and snow accumulation, but also be transparent or translucent to let the sunlight through. Solar panels can be incorporated into the roof to supplement the project's energy consumption. The roof structure will also act as a water collection device, directing the rain and melting snow to large gutters that will drain the water into storage tanks. The collected water can be used for the horticulture in the biospheres and on the rooftops, replenishing the lake, as well as supply for the buildings. Spanning possibly more than 1,600 feet, it would be larger than the current largest existing dome on Earth, which spans less than 1,200 feet. If this project moves forward to completion, it would be the largest dome in the world. Challenge accepted? The LEED open cut is a very large site, and any project there would need to be done in phases. The HUD is not such a large project, making it logical to build out as a scale model first to inspire landowners, investors, natives, and scientists interested in this project. The first phase would be studying and preparing and building out the HUD. The HUD aspect of the HUD Cut project will be a place to test, on a small scale, the different aspects and strategies incorporated into the larger project in the cut. It would also be used as a local outreach location and headquarters for the whole project. The hut is a Quonset hut located in nearby Spearfish, South Dakota, built circa 1950. Analogous to the cut, this location will comprise education space, office space, indoor horticultural areas, a lab workroom, outdoor garden, aquaculture, water collection, and solar panels, replacing 50 to 70% of the exterior shell with transparent, translucent panels, and installing a window wall on the upper south wall will create a greenhouse space for horticulture on the whole upstairs level, akin to the biosphere. These panels, like the large, lightweight roof structure over the open cut, can integrate tempered solar panels and water collection. Education programs will use the classroom downstairs to teach the community in the same areas of interest embedded in the CUT project. Environment, horticulture, gardening, mining, geology, nutrition, soil studies, composting, and vermiculture. The office space would mainly be used for the project and employees and volunteers at the HUD. Outside the west side is where a small-scale aquaculture system would be set up, along with a garden in view of walking and driving public. The summertime is gone, and the ground's turning cold, as our town goes headfirst to stormy weather. Every day we must strive, keep ourselves alive, or another family will splinter. When the mining company came with their contracts in hand, they said they're gonna change our town for the better. So let's do this thing together. Come hell or stormy weather, you can trust us, everything will get better. Well, Jimmy Jack Johnson was alone in his descent, and he said he knew their numbers and what they added to. But when the start date drew near, Jimmy disappeared, and ain't nobody ever found out what his numbers added to. Now Now my baby's 10 months old and her hair's a-turning blonde. We wonder what her little life will bring her. And the night before last, she cried so hard and fast, woke by mine in blast while we sang to her. Well, them trucks one by one, they hauled the mountain away. They took so many millions from the ground there. Where a mountain once stood, they say this hole is just as good with a 7-foot fence all around there. With a 7-foot fence.